Josiah Wise has a pentagram on his forehead, tattoos all over his face, and a pierced septum with a huge half hoop that looks like a bull ring. And he'll tell you right away he prefers his stage name.
Hey, Josiah, do I call you Josiah or do I call you Serpent?
We can go by Serpent. Thank you.
The full name is Serpent with Feet. Don't let the name or his image intimidate you, though. It doesn't take long to realize Serpent is really just this sweet guy with an amazing voice.
Or will my psalm seek the company of lonely breaths? Will they inspire subtle lovers to kiss with mouths they don't have yet?
Serpent's new album is called Soil, and it's an exploration of queer love. His background is in classical music. He studied it in college and even tried to get into a bunch of conservatories, but they rejected him.
I'm glad that I didn't get in. I think Noah is really important. I think Noah is where the nutrients are. I mean, I love Yes, but I think Noah encourages us to find new resources. And most of the time, we have to go internally for those resources.
Serpent started amassing those resources as a young kid, singing in church in Baltimore.
I mean, I heard different things growing up. Some would say it was Pentecostal. Some would say it's non-denominational. Uh-huh. As a kid, I just didn't really get involved. For me, it was exciting. We sang loudly. We always wore nice clothes, you know. So that was what was most exciting for me.
Then there was his mom, who was a choir director herself.
My mom can sing, and she was always very critical in a good way of my singing.
What kind of feedback did she give you?
I remember being, maybe I would say around 7 or 8, and I had to do this Kirk Franklin song in youth choir. And she used to always tell me to sing from my belly. Mm-hmm. And she would make me stand and sit in odd positions so that I could just get used to singing freely, I guess, in any position, like lay on my belly on the chair or lay on the floor and sing. It was just really, I remember being in our basement and just being like, this is terrible. I hate this so much. But
she teaching you how to breathe? How to like project your voice?
I mean, I don't know exactly what it was. I think it was just like just black mom get it together time. And I think that's the main thing in church is that there was such a good pressure on being able to be supple and agile enough to perform in any condition. Hmm. And so that's something that I've definitely taken with me.
I love you from the space beneath my feet. And beneath that, my love for you runs so deep. Oh, oh, oh.
You've talked publicly about what it was like to be a closeted gay kid in a family that maybe wasn't ready for that. And I read one interview where you described it as figuring out how to be inconspicuous. What did that mean?
Well, I don't think it's so much that my family wasn't ready. I think I love talking about having language. Me being inconspicuous growing up or people around me maybe not being comfortable is because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how to talk about what I was feeling. Right. And so I think a lot of my silent years, yeah, it was for safety. Part of it was I didn't want to have to combat anyone. But it's mainly because I didn't have language yet. And for me, I want to talk about more than just who I like sleeping with or who I find attractive. It just needed to be a full conversation because my day is a queer day. I eat breakfast queer. I walk queer. So I think that takes time for a young person.
Yeah. I'd love to play a track called Cherubim.
Boy, every time I worship you, my mouth is filled with honey. Throne. I feel myself growing, sowing light.
I mean, that is a sensuous song, and that is a sexy song.
Thank you.
It's also so notable because you hear the background, the language that you learned in church, and it's like you've turned that into something that's your own.
Funny because I had always heard about the cherubim and the seraphim and the choirs of angels growing up, but I didn't really know much about it. It wasn't until I started trying to understand my romantic style, my love language, my attachment style as an adult, that I realized that I am really good at being devoted to the men that I'm with. And I'm so fascinated by dating black men because it is the sense of fraternity. And what does it mean for you to feel like my brother, but also you're my lover? I think Cherubim, it just came at a time where I was experiencing a very particular kind of comfort in dating, where not only do I get to devote my life to you or be committed to you, but I trust you enough to do that. So I was thinking about my family being so devoted to the church and just there being an incentive to be a loyal person. Boy, I need your heaviness. Making love to you is my job. The entire process of being with someone is the joy. Like, you know, me saying the song, like, I need your heaviness, and just sort of thinking about, I don't just want you in lighthearted days. I want you on your difficult days. I want you on your days where I don't get you. I want you on your days when you're quiet and you aren't maybe articulate. I want you on those days too.
What does your mom think of your music?
She's happy that I'm doing what I want to do, and she's happy that I'm being extra. She likes me more when I'm extra, so.
What does extra mean?
Just that she never wanted me to be plain or boring. I mean, even when I send her pictures sometimes, she's like, oh, you don't want to look a little crazier? I'm like, Mom, I look crazy enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And it took her some time to get used to it. But now it's, she comes up to New York, I take her to see her friends, and she's like, they really loved how you look. Like, she just gets a kick out of it. So she's very happy.
She's a performer too at heart, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She is. But I owe so
much to you. Well, Josiah Wise, also known as Serpent, he performs as Serpent with Heat. It was so fun to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
His new album is called Soil.